It's good to come back here. I think back, I don't know, 25 years ago or something, I did preach in this church a couple times. And I'm always pleased to come back and see a church that not only has survived, but is alive and well, and people in it that still desire to please the Lord with their lives and to serve Him. My wife and I have been in the former Soviet Union for 21 years now. We'll start our 22nd year when we return in August. It was Christmas 1991 that the world got a great Christmas present. The Communist Party went broke, and they pulled down the flag from over the Kremlin on Christmas 1991. Now, the Soviet Union was a horrible experience for hundreds of millions of people. For 70 years, the people in the Soviet Union did not have access to Bibles. It was illegal to own a Bible. And one of the things that really got us interested in people behind the Iron Curtain, as they used to call it. Those of you who are my vintage, you remember that. Those who are young, you probably haven't heard of the Iron Curtain. But we had a young man come to our church who had gone into Russia. This would have been back in the 80s. And he smuggled in a few Bibles. He went to a town where in the entire city they had no Bible. And at that time, a black market Bible would cost 1 year's wage. What would you pay for a Bible? Think what you make in a year. Would you take a year's wage to buy a Bible? Well, the Christians in that city got together, they took up an offering, and they got enough money, and they sent a man to another place where he was able to buy a Bible on the black market. And he came back, and they took that Bible apart page by page, and they distributed this, and people began to make copies by hand. How long would it take to copy your Bible if you had to write it by hand? This is what the people did, so that each church could have its own copy of the Word of God. I was very excited when I heard this story. In fact, in talking with this man, I got one page from the Book of Acts that somebody had copied by hand in the Soviet Union. He said, I'll trade you this printed Bible for your handwritten Bible. And so I have a handwritten page. And to me, that's just sacred. It tells me what people are willing to do to get the Word of God. And I thought it would be wonderful to minister among people like that. And then we had a man who came to our church, had been the pastor of the largest Baptist church in Romania. He was arrested by the communists. He was horribly tortured. He was falsely convicted. And he was put into prison, and he was in virtual isolation for 10 years. They released him from prison, and he went back to preaching the gospel. He was arrested again. His family all left the country. When he got out of prison again, he was told, you can leave the country or you can go back to prison. You choose. Well, the way he'd been in isolation in prison, he didn't have a ministry there. So he chose instead to leave the country. He came to America. He traveled around to churches telling his story. I suppose you can still find his autobiography in some places. It was called Tortured for His Faith by a man named Popov, P-O-P-O-V. He spoke in my church, and I was so moved by his testimony. And he talked about the suffering church and what people had to endure just because they named the name of Jesus Christ. And I thought, oh, it would be wonderful to minister among people who have that kind of devotion, that kind of commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord saw that desire, and he opened up the door for us to go into the former Soviet Union. So about a year and a half after the communist flag came down, Phyllis and I went to the former Soviet Union, and we have been there ever since. We've been working in the country of Ukraine, which is a wonderful place to minister because we have such freedom there to preach the gospel and to teach the Word of God. So we have been there focusing on training Ukrainians and others from the former Soviet Union so that they can carry on the ministry by themselves. And so we have an intensive two-year program in a Bible college, and it is intensive. We start at 8:30 in the morning. We go till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Every day they get Greek and Hebrew, and we study theology and Bible and classes on how to do ministry. We want them to do the ministry. So that's been the focus of what we do. I would ask you to pray for Ukraine. Right now, Ukraine is under attack in a number of different ways. You've heard about Russia making inroads into Ukraine. I don't think that Putin wants to own Ukraine. He doesn't want the responsibility. He just wants to be able to control it. And he has had virtual control of the country because he's been able to control the politicians. Right now, he's not able to control the politicians, and so he's rattling his sabers and trying to take control as best he can. I don't know where this is going to go, but I ask you, pray for Ukraine that she might remain free, that we might continue to teach the Word of God in that place and to train people. Already we have had students from several countries in the former Soviet Union who have come to study with us, and then they go back to their own country with the Word of God. So please remember to pray for Ukraine and those who are in the former Soviet Union. And if you think of us, pray for us. We would appreciate that. We're dependent on the prayers of God's people. So we appreciate you and your commitment to the Word of God. And just pray, we pray that the Lord is going to do a work in America, that we might see revival here, because what happened in the Soviet Union is happening here. And the freedoms that we have enjoyed in America for so long, they are being eroded rapidly. Christians are coming under attack. They talk about tolerance in this country, and they will tolerate anything except evangelical Christianity. And I believe it's time for Christians to stand up and say, we are Christians, we are not ashamed of being Christians, and here's our testimony, and put the results in God's hands. We need not fear, because we have the Lord on our side. So I thank you for the time today to just let you know that the Lord is working in other places as well as here. Just ask for your continued prayer for us.